DNC Chair Jamie Harrison likens effort to oust Biden to January 6th. By Jeff Poor on July 17, 2024. Wednesday, during MSNBC's coverage of the Republican National Convention, Democratic National Committee Chairman Jamie Harrison reacted to the rampant speculation that President Joe Biden would be forced off of the 2024 Democratic presidential ticket. Harrison told MSNBC's Rachel Maddow that such an effort would be akin to former President Donald Trump allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election on January 6, 2021, given Biden has received 14 million votes throughout the Democratic primary process. "This is always my guiding light, right?" he said. "It is the millions of voters who went to the polls and voted for Joe Biden. And, you know, oftentimes we talk about January 6th and the importance of that. And we talk about Donald Trump's effort to overturn the will of the people. We got to be very careful in this situation that we don't overturn the will of the people. I hear that specifically from black voters. All voters are important. Every vote matters and is important. In a Democratic Party, we also understand this. This is a rule: if you don't have strong black support, you're not going to win the election. And we know that. We will know that. I think it's really, really important to understand that in these conversations. These folks went to the polls and Joe Biden got 14 million of those votes, 14 million votes. He controlled over 90% of the delegates to the Democratic convention. He, in essence, is the nominee of our party. There's a lot of academic conversations, but at the end of the day, Joe Biden has to decide. And the decision he has made that he has expressed to me and I think to all the American people is that he's in this race. He's in this race to win. He's in this race to protect our freedoms, our rights, our economy, and most importantly, the future of our kids. I want to be of the term my son and say yes. That's my president of the United States, who has been the most transformational president of our lifetime." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.